I spent about 6 months outside of the city. I moved to Western Massachusetts, try to clear my head a little bit. So I went out there and I thought I would do my Walden and I'd be able to clear my head and maybe write some songs. And instead, I kind of went nuts. And I realized that I needed that noise of the city and all the issues that I was leaving behind. It's not like because I changed the environment, they went away. They were still in my head. So I was fascinated by that idea, like on Golden Pond. You know, you get someplace that you think's going to chill you out, but then you realize that you're the problem that needs to be chilled out. And so Onis are little demons. So I like this idea of going to this bucolic locale that's overrun by demons, but you can't go anywhere, so you just have to make the best of it and enjoy it.
If you don't mind me asking, what were some of the personal things that you were kind of struggling past when you were putting this album together?
Being in a band, ultimately, it's a strange way to exist, and even creatively. And so I was in a stage where I thought, you know, won't this get any easier? It just seems like everything was getting more difficult to keep doing it. That's kind of what was behind the scenes, what was going on.
I wanted to ask you, on all five of your albums, there are songs that have themes of love lost and some that just seem like plain breakup songs to me. Looking at tracks like Head On, this album seems to be no different. It kind of fits a little bit of that pattern. My question to you is, where is that inspiration constantly coming from?
You know, it's in my DNA. I wish I wasn't writing breakup songs and love loss and dealing with love. But you know, to not write about that stuff would be not honest to myself. But Head On, I mean, if anything, that's a song that I wrote to myself to just because it just seemed like things weren't working out yet again, trying to put together another record. And in many ways, I wrote that song to just tell myself not to quit, to just keep doing it. And, you know, we've been really lucky because the song, it does have a universal appeal.
Yeah, it definitely does. And it also kind of has this vintage kind of sound to it a little bit too. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like there's some inspiration from like 60s pop or something in there. I mean, was that an inspiration for you at all?
I mean, when I was a kid, the first record that I purchased was the La Bamba soundtrack. So I know that like 1950s rock is embedded within my musical identity. And I love doo-wop music. I wish I was that talented a musician to be calculated enough to be like, this is going to be my 1950s song. Unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, I just start playing something and it kind of the song comes out of the ether if I'm lucky.
The ballad on the album is Deep Cover and it's very sweet sounding. There's a ukulele and some horns, but the lyrics to me are very heartbreaking and the song describes love with a word that I can't say on public radio. Where did that song come from and how does it fit in with the rest of the album?
Well, I bought a ukulele and part of my rationale for buying it and also justifying the purchase was that I had at least had to write one song on it. And it was a matter of trying to write a song that at least contextually would counterbalance kind of the playful nature of a ukulele or like the happy sounding nature of a ukulele. And that's the song that came out of it.
It's not a place, it's a state of mind. To have your heart go incognito and hide away for a while.
When it comes to songwriting, do you enjoy that process?
No, I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
I just think it's because I'm not a prolific songwriter. So when we go in to record a record, I'll have a dozen songs. That's it. Because of that, you know, I have to believe in every song that makes the record. And it takes me a long time to write lyrics because I write music and lyrics at the same time.
What do you think your fans would be most surprised to learn about you?
That I went to high school in Montgomery, Alabama.
Really?
Yeah. I played soccer in high school, and we would play soccer in Birmingham a lot. And the only thing that I ever learned to be true was that. I'm not joking or blowing smoke, but playing the Bottle Tree in Birmingham, it's one of our favorite stops on a tour. And it wasn't on our first tour of the record, and we were all kind of bummed, so I'm glad we get to hit it this time.
Well, Ryan Kattner of Man Man, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Are you kidding me? I've been looking forward to this all day. I don't know what to do with myself now.